Good day, everyone, and welcome to the American Security Project conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone, and you may withdraw yourself from the question queue by pressing the pound key. Please note this call is being recorded, and I'll be standing by if you should need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to hand the call over to Paul Hamill. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, the American Values Network and the American Security Project will be releasing a TV ad promoting the debate about responsible, smart, and effective defense spending, while calling on our elected leaders to not support proposed funding for a Cold War-era nuclear strategy. Just as a reminder, the ad is embargoed until 3:30 after this call. The American Security Project is a non-profit, non-partisan public policy and research organization dedicated to fostering knowledge and understanding of a wide range of national security issues, as well as cultivating strategic responses to 21st century challenges. Nuclear weapons and nuclear security is key to that discussion. The American Values Network is a leading grassroots organization dedicated to advancing issues through organizing, training, and bringing into action American citizenry. Today we have on the call Lieutenant General John Castlelaw. During his 36-year career, the general has had several commands, including Marine Medium Helicopter Squadron 264, Marine Aviation Weapons and Tactical Squadron 1, and 3rd Marine Expeditionary Brigade, U.S. Forces East Timor, and the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing. As a staff officer, he served as several high-level military staffs in Europe, the Asia-Pacific, and the Middle East. His last assignment on active duty was in the Pentagon, where he oversaw Marine Aviation and the Marine Corps budget creation and execution. We also have Brigadier General Stephen Cheney. General Cheney is the Chief Executive Officer of the American Security Project. He's a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy and has had over 30 years' experience as a Marine. His career has included a wide variety of command and staff positions with operating forces and the supporting establishment. His primary specialty was artillery, but he focused extensively on entry-level training, to include being the commanding general at Parris Island. And we also have Burns Strider from the American Values Network. He's the founder and president of AVM. He's a noted authority on the intersection of values within civic action and discourse. He's a former senior advisor to both Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and U.S. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. So first of all, I'd like to invite Lieutenant General Castlelaw to brief us.
Thank you, Paul. One of the things that we're going to do today is after this over, we're going to give you a test on the number of accents that you hear today. And I think you'll pick mine up pretty fast. You know, again, we're very grateful that you joined us. We think this piece that's going to be running tonight is extremely important, and we'd like to give you a little bit of a background behind it and why we think it the importance is there. You know, I served in the Marines for 36 years, and my primary objective was to, and it remains, to ensure the security of this great country of ours. But the Cold War is over. You know, the Soviet Union is no more. I knew that when I would go to conferences in Europe, and there would be the new Russian military represented, and they were there, where in the past we never saw them. The engagement had started. But today we face new enemies and new threats. And what we need to do is, rather than look backward, let's look forward. Let's put the resources and treasures of our nation to counter the threats of tomorrow, be prepared for it, rather than look back to the threats that don't exist anymore that came with yesteryear. As Paul indicated, I was the chief financial officer of the Marine Corps. Even in good times, there was never enough money to go around. As we rightfully look at reducing our defense expenditures in order to ensure our national security by making sure the economic well-being of our nation is maintained, we need to spend those increasing resources where they'll do the most good, where they will provide the systems and the capabilities that our forces are going to need to counter the threats of today and tomorrow. The nuclear weapons that we've had in the past were good for what the past threat was. Today, with terrorists around the world, they have a different concept of employment for those weapons of mass destruction, be it nuclear, bio, chemical, or whatever. A different threat, and it requires different capabilities in order to counter them. Not massive nuclear weapon inventories or a infrastructure that could continue what we did in the past. Again, it's great to have you join us today, and we look forward to any questions that that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, General. I'd like to hand over to Burns.
Thank you. I'll be brief. Burns Strider, President of American Values Network, and throw out a couple of thoughts, and then get this conversation back to our generals on the line. The ad that's going to be playing tonight in battleground states and in the District of Columbia is an important ad because it's going to help kick off a conversation about our military and the future of our military. We're in a period right now in our country where deficits are forcing cuts. We're looking at forcing cuts to defense. We're looking at $350 billion from the debt deal, another $600 from the super committee triggers. The bottom line is that cuts are coming. So the question is, what is going to be cut? That's the reality we live in. And, you know, one thing that I think is important is that when a lawmaker, you know, stands for old Cold War technology, stands for large nuclear inventories, then they need to explain why that's more important than modern technology, than those things that the military has used today in their defeating Al-Qaeda and in their successes around the world. Those are the conversations we need to have, and that's what this ad is about driving that conversation and bringing to light the seriousness of the cuts that we have going on and the opportunities we have to make good choices that keeps our country strong and secure.
Thank you, Burns. And finally, General Cheney.
Burns, thank you for your comments. General, thank you for your service. And for those on the line, thank you for your interest. Last week, the American Security Project published the Nuclear Security Index, and I'm going to call that the NSI. And the analysis that was included within the NSI was intended to encourage a productive and informed debate about the nuclear security challenges while also encouraging broader civilian participation in that debate. It was produced with the American public in mind. It distills this highly technical subject and the complex debate that surrounds it. We believe it makes these issues much more comprehensible for the greater American public. Those are the ones whose tax dollars fund the national security enterprise. The NSI is on our website. It points to the key facts about global nuclear threats. It talks about the United States and its allies and partners and what we still face in terms of nuclear threats. It talks about the tools that we have to address those threats, such as military strength, nuclear deterrence, international agreements, and technological investments like ballistic missile defense. As we know, a nuclear weapon cannot be compared to an ordinary bomb, since the use of a single nuclear weapon would cause such huge mass devastation and have profound effects on global stability. And to date, of course, only a small number of nations pose a near-term urgent nuclear proliferation risk. Preventing such threats from escalating in the future will depend on careful leadership and cooperation from all like-minded states who are working together to enforce common norms. So if you go to the NSI, you can see a description of all these issues. It's a primer. We have distributed it on Capitol Hill. And, of course, you can get it on our website. And, of course, the timely release by ASP coincides with the release of this particular ad that we're going to run tonight, and it also, of course, comes at the same time that the super committee had its demise and we're going into sequestration, so it could not have come at a better time.
Thank you, General. Megan, I think we're ready for questions.
Absolutely. If you'd like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touch-tone phone. That is star and one if you'd like to ask a question. We'll pause momentarily to give all participants the opportunity to queue. And once again, it is star and one if you'd like to ask a question. And it appears that there are no questions at this time.
That's no problem. You can reach us, both Burns and I, from our websites if you need anything more, as well as the numbers on our press releases. I'd just like to thank you for your time, and I'd like to thank the generals for their service and for their comments, and thank you, Burns.
Absolutely. Thank you, generals, as well.
You're welcome, Burns.
Bye, Burns.
Yes, sir.